In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your words to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promises to her."
"I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Welcome to Advent. It's the first day of the church's new year, and we have entered the season of Advent. So do turn to your neighbour and do say, ask your neighbour's name and wish them a happy Advent. Happy Advent, Rudy. Right.
Well, we were going to buy one today.
So, happy Advent.
From the Fairtrade store, but there isn't one.
Happy so, at this time of the year, we generally have Advent calendars. I really like Advent calendars. So I bought myself one and my grandchildren. So it's a good old Christian one and it's a chocolate every day. Hurrah. And then my lovely younger daughter bought me an even bigger, better one. And then my goddaughter, I thought I must be doing something right. She bought me a really lovely, no chocolate, but very nice. And finally, and not least, and this is a new one for me, I've got a cheese advent calendar. Someone in this congregation, and I can't see them here today, gave it to me as a present. I'd just like to say thank you if you're watching. That's really very chuffed about that. Now, the reason for introducing the calendars is not to show off, but to say that there is something that they can be useful for, apart from getting us up in the morning with something to look forward to, and I'll come to that later. So Advent is a time of joyful waiting and quiet reflection as we look forward to the coming of Jesus Christ at Christmas and his second coming in glory. But Advent isn't universally a feel-good factor, and I think it's really important that at Advent and Christmas we're mindful that for many people it can be a time of pain, time to remember lost ones, time of financial pressure, which is all too easy at this time of year, and it can be a time of loneliness. Advent is a time of waiting. But what are we waiting for? Advent is a Latin word meaning arrival. Someone is coming to meet us, So who are we waiting for? The Old Testament writers are waiting for a Messiah, an anointed king, who will rescue the Israelites from foreign oppression and restore justice and righteousness. The prophet Micah prophesied where the Messiah would be born. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Isaiah foretold that a virgin would conceive and give birth to a son who would lead the Israelites to political and military victory. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Jewish tradition described the Messiah as a human leader, a descendant of King David, a great political leader, and someone who would bring world peace and a new era of justice. So, as Christians today, at the start of Advent, we are waiting for the birth of Jesus Christ as the long-expected Messiah. It's a time to marvel at the mystery that God took on human form in Jesus, that he was born in humble circumstances and not in a royal palace, and that his birth changed the course of human history. We think about Jesus as a baby born in the past. And at Advent, we remember that Jesus said he would return in glory to usher in the life of the world to come and complete his new creation. In Matthew chapter 24, then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then all the peoples of the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. But when will that time be? No one knows, says Jesus. No man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So be alert, keep watch, because you do not know the day or hour. But Advent is not just about reflecting on past images of a Messiah or speculating on a future Messiah. It's about who Jesus Christ is for us today and every day. And that's why I think the accounts of Mary and Elizabeth in Luke's Gospels, which we had read earlier, are so helpful to us in Advent. Both women waited actively and joyfully. Mary was afraid when the angel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." I imagine she was a great deal more afraid when the angel explained the purpose of his visit. Mary asked one question only, "How will this be since I am a virgin?" After the angel Gabriel explained how it would happen, she accepted. "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Mary trusted God in that moment, an astonishing example of letting God direct her life in God's ways. Such humility, such surrender. Mary then sought friendship and support from her cousin Elizabeth. I imagine Mary and Elizabeth huddled round a fire, talking about the extraordinary things that had happened, not just to Mary, but to Elizabeth as well. Because Elizabeth herself is waiting to give birth to a long-expected child, and she gives the most amazing validation for all that has happened to Mary. Filled with the Holy Spirit and in a loud voice, Elizabeth exclaims, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear." Mary sings the joyful song of praise to God, the song that we call the Magnificat. These two women had trusted the Lord. Elizabeth was righteous and blameless in God's sight, and she had continued to trust God in adversity and in her pain. She had all but given up having a child. And now, here she is. She is waiting for the child who will be great in the sight of the Lord. Mary had a sudden, unexpected visitation, and letting go of whatever fears she had, she too was waiting, waiting and trusting. Two women sitting together, blessed by God, waiting joyfully and trusting. And I think we're all waiting, maybe not consciously, for God to enter our lives. As the deer thirsts for the water brooks, so my soul thirsts for you, O God. We say euphemistically, it'll happen in God's time, which generally means we haven't a clue when something will happen. It could be sometime, it could be never. But prayer to God is never wasted. I don't think God is deaf or busy somewhere else. God is waiting for us to join him in his eternal embrace of humankind, just like our ring here, the everlasting greenery, eternal circle. When I pray for God's peace in my life, I am aligning my will with God's. He wants that peace that passes all understanding to be with me, with you, every day. So let's start praying for God's love and peace, and then see what else shows up in our life. As we pray, we wait, and then we see God. Maybe we fear an experience of God. Do we even think we experience God in our lives? It's not given to everyone to have visions, but it is given to everyone to experience the goodness and the presence of God. When I woke up this morning, I experienced the breath of God. When I looked at the beautiful red streaks of light at sunset last night, more beautiful than any painting, I encountered God. When I read scripture, "I am the Lord's servant, may your words to me be fulfilled," I am moved by the Holy Spirit of God. Mary and Elizabeth waited and trusted. And it's the trusting part that's so difficult, because it means surrendering the ego. We say, "Your will be done," in the Lord's Prayer. But do we really want the Lord's will to be done? Are we really going to relinquish control? So this Advent, how are we going to actively wait and trust? So I want to suggest that our Advent calendars may be of some use. Now, there are 24 days of Advent. Today is the first day of Advent in the church. So I reckon we're missing a chocolate. So I'm going to rectify that. Now, the question is, am I going to breathe in my inner Bridget and throw the chocolates at you? I'm not quite sure I am. I haven't quite got to that level. but I would like to offer you all a chocolate. So I'm just going to send it round. And do take one if you like. If you don't, then that's fine. But today is the first day, so let's celebrate it. Now, the next thing. I'm going to suggest that every day of Advent, we say a little prayer. We have a scripture verse. I'm just finding my scripture verse. And Trudy is going to help me with a little blue Peter here. So we're going to start with this one. And Trudy's going to cut up a prayer for me. I'll read it to you, and then she's going to stick it on the back of my Advent calendar. So that every time, I'll take it out of its package. Here we go. Right. So, "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner." So I'm going to ask her to stick it to the back of my Advent calendar. So every morning when I come down, I should eat my chocolate and I will recite my prayer. So let's have another prayer.
Left-handed person using right-handed.
Didn't think of that. Right, okay. "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." There we are. Super. This is to encourage you to share how you've done. Right. "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant." And lastly, on the cheese one, I went quite on to take the wrapper off just a moment. They also do ones in little bottles, did you know? There's advent calendars, little bottles. Just a little hint for next year. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. So what I'm suggesting to you is, if you haven't got an Advent calendar, please go out and get one, otherwise this doesn't work. But have a scripture, have one piece of scripture, or a prayer, a mantra, and stick it to your Advent calendar, or stick it on your fridge. Just stick it where you see it every day, every morning, every afternoon, every evening. And say it at least once a day. That might be the only time you have to pray, maybe the only time you have to think about God, but say it and remember it, because by Christmas Eve, you will see something will have moved in you. I'm really looking forward to seeing what you have experienced. We do not know how God will touch us, but we do know if we don't open our hearts, if we don't spend some time with God, we will not make the time, we will not make the space within us. Christ will not be born in us. So I hope you enjoy your Advent vigil. I hope you enjoy the chocolates or the cheese, whatever it is. And I hope you recite your verse once, twice, or many times a day. When you're in the queue, when things aren't going well, when you've just missed the bus and you're late for the next meeting, recite your mantra. Bring Jesus right into Advent this time. Really bring Jesus, really focus in. Peace be with you.